Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You can tell Bo's off.
Way to go, Abe.
Today,
I can sit down at the proper time and start setting up the system here, you know?
It's everybody else's fault.
Everybody's under the bus. Anyway, good morning. Thanks for being with us. We appreciate it. A lot to get to over the next 3 hours. Good morning to you, Randy. How are you?
What's happening, man? All good over here, Andy Booker, as we get halfway to the weekend, all these other good different things. Big college football weekend, as we talked about, obviously is the Carolina debacle is, I think, behind us now. It's time to move on to the Commanders that's coming up this weekend. If you're a Falcons fan, well, you should be ready to move on. I'm not saying that you are moved on from that debacle up there.
I think parts of that will probably linger for a while.
Yeah.
That's one of those ones that's going to come up, you know? Like, of course, there's more games this year, and you can, you know, you could fix it by winning and all that kind of stuff. But, like, you know, there's certain losses that we still make fun of from years ago, right? Like,
yes.
You know, the onside kick to the Cowboys, the Mariota grenade launcher, the Ritter throw at the end, the Hail Mary with the pants. You know what I mean? It's just kind of one of those ones to me. It's going to be there. That one is sort of seared into my memory.
It's never going to go away.
It's never going to fully go away. Now, again, got to move on. You got a bunch more games, only week three.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
So don't let the wheels fall off yet.
I think we need to sometimes keep that in the context of sometimes it is just week three and there's still a lot of ball left.
Which
can be a good thing. It can be a good thing. Give you a little bit more, you know, runway is, or whatever you want to call it, way to be able to try and fix some things. We talked yesterday about some fundamental changes, also a firing and a rehiring and the shifting around, all those different things. So hopefully that works out. I'm not going to say it will or it won't. I'll just wait and see. But other than that, you know, the Braves continue to piss me off. Just watching that last night.
It's kind of funny. I was thinking about this last night. Like, the year has sucked, and last year sucked too. Like, even they made the playoffs, but it still wasn't all that much fun given the injuries and all of that kind of stuff. So now we're 2 years on with just like really kind of frustrating baseball, and I feel like you and I have sort of taken turns being mad at them. Like, when I'm most mad at him, you're like, hey, come on. Like, it's all right. And, like, right now, you're most mad at him. And I'm like, I don't know. It's kind of fun what they're doing.
Whatever, man. And I think what makes me even more mad.
We've never been mad at him at the same time.
Yeah, what makes me even more mad is watching these other damn teams in the locker room spraying their damn champagne and all that other crap. I want to be spraying the champagne.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's happened. It's an awesome feeling. But yet, at the same time, it's like, and we still got to do ours.
I know. Yeah, we did say we would do that.
Yeah, we still got to do ours.
We did. Me and Randy made a pact when the show began that if we ever were number one in the ratings for a quarter, we were going to have a champagne shower.
Yes.
And we were number one, and kind of looking like we might go back to back.
So
we'll champagne.
We're going to champagne each. No, that doesn't sound right.
I know what you mean.
Yeah, you know what I mean.
Champagne showers.
Yeah, but I didn't like that last night. I didn't like it. I don't give a damn. I know you're from Seattle. I know Ryan's up there with his chest out.
Hey, man, I'm not on that bandwagon.
No, I'm talking to Ryan because I know he's up there with his chest out.
He did want a public apology.
I didn't apologize to him.
From me. Oh. And actually both of us, really. He was like, you guys had a lot to say about me becoming a Braves fan. And I was like, well, that's when you moved to Atlanta. You haven't moved to Atlanta yet. Yeah. He was like, I'm going to love him forever. And I was like, well, good for you.
Yeah,
good
whatever.
For you. You're a loyal guy.
Whatever.
And I'm happy for him and all the fans and all that kind of stuff. But yeah, no, I'm jealous. There's no question.
Yeah. Like
the Braves have the talent to be one of those teams.
Yeah.
For a variety of different reasons, this season went sideways for most of it. Now they've won 10 in a row. And they're one win away from being, I saw Grant's tweet this morning about this, they are back to 500 post that 0-7 start. So you mean 7 games under .500,
yeah.
I think is what that means?
Because
that did happen, and it did count as regular season games. But yeah, no, they're playing good, man. Michael Harris, 2 home runs last night. Ronald Acuna with one.
Mm-hmm.
Hurston Waldrop looks awesome. Mm-hmm. Like, it's just all...
Yeah, whatever.
It's all coming together at the right time.
At the right time, huh? Coming together at the right time to be able to go into the damn offseason.
I thought they were going to get Charlie Morton in the game last night.
Really?
I thought, yeah, because he's available. I don't know if he'll get a start or come out of the bullpen or whatever, but he was out there.
Has he officially said that he's retiring after this? Or
mm-hmm.
Oh, he did? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. You got to let him go one time.
Yeah.
You got to
let him go.
Yeah. Let him tip the cap or something like that and get his ass up out of there, man. But, yeah, it's frustrating as hell. But we are where we are. What is it? You made the bid. You got to lie in the bid.
That's right.
All right. You got to lie in the bid into the offseason. All right. Where all these other teams are spraying champagne and all that other stuff and whatever.
At least, like the Mets are kind of collapsing. It's kind of fun.
No, it's not.
Doesn't help.
No, because so are we.
No, they collapsed.
So are we.
No, the Braves collapsed.
I can't talk trash to Mets
collapsed fans. Fair enough.
Can't talk trash to them.
Yeah, you know? I mean, you could.
I don't.
But you don't have to.
I'm saying, are they going to make the postseason?
Probably.
Okay. So what can I say? They in there. They gonna get a champagne shower.
You can root against them.
I don't know. That does me no good. That brings me no joy to root against other people.
Doesn't?
No, it does not bring me joy to root against other teams because don't matter. My team is out. So.
They might not, though. They might not. The Reds might track them down. The Diamondbacks are right there. Like they're in a fight for that third wild card spot.
Well, like I say,
the Cubs are going to get it. The Padres are probably going to get it. Now the Mets and the Reds and the Diamondbacks are kind of fist fighting for that final one.
Yeah.
I hope the Mets don't.
Me too. But that's not going to make me feel better. Will it make you feel better?
A little.
Really?
Yeah.
As bad as our damn team is.
Yeah.
It would make you feel not as bad?
Mm-hmm. Like a little bit not as bad.
Man, please.
Yeah, I mean, I still feel bad, but like a little bit not as bad.
There's no way that's possible,
They have a $340 million payroll, and they're going to be sitting at home.
Okay.
I like that.
Okay. That don't make me feel no damn better.
Because
my squad ain't there.
I know that.
Yeah.
I know that. But that's going to happen anyway. That's going to happen anyway.
I know, man. And again, I was fine until this damn win streak. I was fine. If they would have lost like 6 of these, I would be cool. But because they went in.
You'd be happier if they
No, I didn't say happy. I said cool.
Nosedive the whole
finish. I said I'd be cool. I'd be cool. I wouldn't be like, damn it, if.
If this is not just a total examination of what being a sports fan is, you're more mad because they're winning more. I'm trying to be a little bit less mad because the team we hate is also losing.
Right.
And both of us are looking at each other like we're crazy.
No, it's not even the fact that. It's not even that. I'm mad because my team's not in.
I understand.
Nothing is
going
to. But
now you're more mad because your team's not in and playing.
Yes, it sucks because you're like, this is what this team is.
I know. I get it. Here's the thing. Your team that you care even more about than the Braves, the school that you went to, your alma mater, the stadium in which you bled, is going to host a hell of a football game.
Damn sure is, man.
And they're undefeated.
Yes.
And this Alabama team's coming in an interesting spot, obviously. Like, we all know the different storylines going on with Alabama. One of them being that they're playing a bit better. I think, you know, opponent has something to do with that, but we'll find out on Saturday.
Yeah.
But that has to make you feel better as a sports fan.
Oh, no doubt about
it,
man.
One of the premier events of the weekend.
I am excited.
Involves your alma mater.
I am excited about Saturday night in Athens when Alabama comes in to take on the Dogs. I think it's going to be a damn dog fight. I continuously say that. I know that you mentioned yesterday, and I saw they're getting their two runners back. Talking about Alabama. Ty Simpson's playing really, really well. He really, really is. And the last time we saw our squad play, they won a great game, but the defense, especially the pass defense, wasn't there. Georgia has got to rush the damn passer. They got to be able to make him uncomfortable because these receivers are better than the ones in Tennessee, in my opinion.
Interesting.
In my
opinion. Well, the number one guy they have, Ryan Williams, yes, is probably the best or one of the two best in the country.
Did you see him last year?
Yeah, I did. Yeah. But that Brazel kid's good.
Brazel's nice.
I'm not going to discount
Brazel's,
especially
nice,
after what he just did.
Brazel's like, nice. Yeah. And I won't, and I would never take
anything. Yeah, but Ryan Wilson, Williams, Jeremiah Smith, yes, are kind of one and
but
two.
But I just think that, you know, with his resurgence and them finding ways to get him the football, it's a dangerous matchup for us. I don't know how they're going to play it at Georgia, but more than anything, they got to get some pass rush, man. And that's always been Georgia's freaking problem because they play all this. They want to play with their bigs in the game to stop the run and have one designated pass rusher. Get some more dudes out there that can rush the damn passer. You could do that with Jordan Davis and Carter then because they can play both of them. But mm-hmm, you got guys out there just can't get pass rush, but they're good against the run. So find a way to get some pass rush. Can the quarterback continue to play well? I think that's the most important thing. I think Georgia has to be able to run the football. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a four-quarter, late in the four-quarter game. That's what it's going to be, like it always usually is. And we can't get behind like we did last year. More importantly, we can't get behind because what they did last year, we didn't adjust to it until the second half. And then once we adjusted to what they were doing, we were able to get stops. And then, obviously, they made the big throw and bad angles and whatever, and the rest is history. But, I mean, how does Georgia come out? They got to start fast. You got to start fast. You can't allow – because they came out in a formation where you're like, oh, hell, they're in damn five wides and looking like old Washington. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and I think the biggest thing this game is they don't have Jalen Milroe.
Yeah. Because
we couldn't get a handle on him.
I think that's a huge difference between last year and this year is just – and something Georgia's always struggled with. And, look, all good defenses struggle with – are those quarterbacks that can keep plays alive or get extra yards.
We thought he was going to Heisman after that game.
They have designed runs for him. Yeah, Jalen Milroe played so well in that game last year against Georgia that he's a Heisman favorite. We thought, okay, DeBoer has figured out how to use him correctly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There's going to be no drop-off in Alabama. Like, there was so much ridiculous stuff said about that win. And then, obviously, you know, the season went how it went. And, football actually played out, and we know what took place. This is a different quarterback.
Yes.
Now, I think he's a more accurate quarterback.
Yes.
And he probably fits the mold of what Kalen DeBoer and Ryan Grubb's offenses
definitely does.
Have thrived with quarterback type before.
Definitely does.
And by that, I mean Michael Penix, right? Like, because those are the guys that's the guy we know.
Yes.
I guess he had Jake Haener at Fresno State one year, and they had a really good year there too. But like, when people talk about Kalen DeBoer and Ryan Grubb's offense and being explosive and all that, they're talking about Michael Penix.
Yes.
Now, let's be clear, Ty Simpson's not that.
No.
Like, he doesn't have the arm that Penix has.
No.
But
he can get it done.
He fits more into what they want to do. But also, look, I mean, again, no offense to him. Florida State had his number week one.
Yeah.
He played Louisiana Monroe and a really bad Wisconsin team since then.
Yes.
Georgia is not those guys.
No, we're not.
So
no, we're not.
We'll see. We'll see. I know Kirby called him the hottest quarterback in the country. It wouldn't go that far.
It's going to be a lot
of fun. But that's what you say about your opponent.
It's going to be a lot of freaking fun, man. Well, I can't wait. It's going to be a great day of college football on Saturday. And obviously, it ends with the Dogs and Bama, which I think is going to be to me, it has to make it another classic.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
I think it's.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests,
from building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It's going to be a great game on Saturday night, for sure. We do that.
Oh yeah. Okay. This Saturday, guys, Allie Mack is going to be at Jim Ellis Kia up in Kennesaw, getting ready for Sunday's big game. We all, you know, the prize giveaway: a 50-inch 4K smart TV and a rolling stand, plus other prizes. That's again this Saturday, guys, noon to two at Jim Ellis Kia of Kennesaw with our gal Allie Mack.
First hour of the show is always brought to you by Bobby Jones Golf Course, Atlanta. Golf open to everyone. Visit BobbyJonesGC.com. We will come back and tell you what's trending here on a hump day. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.